Just before we start, I just want to pray and then we'll get into it. Father, we just thank you. And just as we've sung today, Lord, we're just so thankful for all that you're doing in our lives, Father, but Lord, what you're doing around this world, Father. And Lord, we just want to give you praise and thanks. And we just want to thank you that we can be part of the bigger plan, Lord. Past these walls, Lord, into other nations, Father. And Lord, the lives that are being touched, the lives that are being transformed, and the lives that are finding you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, God, that you'll continue to build your church, Lord, not only here but around this world, Father. Lord, we just thank you, God, for what you're going to do in these days and years ahead, Father. Lord, we just want to give you praise and thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I've been asked to share about missions, and so really what I'm going to do is just share a bit of an overview of what we've been doing really over the last year in our missions programs. Now, next week you will hear from a couple of the pastors because we've got some video clips of them, so they're going to share next week. Lynn Tobin, who we help and support with saris in India, she will share next week. I'm not going to be touching on her ministry or what she's been up to this year, but we'll hear from her next week about that. So today we're going to look at the Philippines, and we're going to also look at Africa. And so before we start, well, let's just start with a scripture. And this is Matthew 28, and we all know it, verses 18 to 20. New Living Translation. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven on earth. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these disciples to obey all commands I've given you, and be sure of this, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." And we all know the scripture, and very much our theme is go, win disciples, for this year is really going. Now, obviously, not all of us are going to be able to go out into all the world. Not all of us are going to be able to actually leave this country and go to another country. But what we can do is we can, as we bring our offerings for this missions program, the funds that we take for that are then going to these churches, and they're being used to win people to the Lord, build disciples, and basically change communities to be able to get ahead. You know, a lot of us, and we've all been experiencing it this year probably more than ever, how prices are going up, how there's more lack, there's not so much, you know, you can go into a supermarket and the shelves that are bare. We haven't really struck that before. For a very long time, or I can't remember when I've seen it. And, you know, there's shortages for building material, there's shortages here, there and everywhere. So we're facing these difficulties here, but we're actually quite good. Overseas, and especially in where we're dealing and where we're working, these manifestations are probably, 10-fold, 20-fold, 30-fold worse than what we're experiencing. And it's very tough for people. And I just really admire their courage and their commitment to the Lord and to building the church, even though it is very extreme, it is very difficult. And we're going to go through, and hopefully my photos and slides and a couple of videos all sort of match and it works out. But I'm sure Ryan's got it all in hand, so it'll be good. So with bearing that in mind, I mean, I just yeah, I'm so humbled and really honoured with just their perseverance and you know, we feel like sometimes we have difficulties and, oh, wow, woe is me sort of thing. But gosh, any time I start to feel like that, I think, well, man, I could be in Liberia, I could be in the Philippines right now. And it sort of puts things into perspective to where things are. So let's we're going to go to C3, and I always seem, I don't know how if I pronounce this name right, but I say it's the Philippines. It's C3 Pasac. I think that's how we say it, but the Filipinos can correct me on that. Pasig. Okay, Pasig. Okay. And this church we've been we have been working with for probably the last 4 or 5 years. I'm just trying to think. But what we've been doing with them, the pastors are Pastor Ronald and Mary Lou, and there's their photo. They have certainly been through many trials and a number of difficulties. Last year, Pastor Mary Lou had quite a battle with her health. She had breast cancer, but fortunately it's subsided and you know, she's healed, and so we're fortunate we could help her with medical expenses during that time. But they're a great couple. But what I love about them, they've had, you know, with COVID and everything, they were basically locked down, locked out of their church. Locked in, far probably worse than what we had it, but they've persevered, and the good story, a good news story, and you will hear from them next week, is that after 2 years, two Sundays ago, they were back in their church building, and there might be a photo of that. So they actually were back meeting. So over those 2 years, what they did carry on. They did carry on with their feeding program. It was difficult to obviously get out. They were able to do some meetings in a outdoor basketball type court, and that's where they did meetings. But every month they continued feeding those that were. Had really no food. This is in a pretty. The area is, people are pretty poor. So it's a very poor area. In their building, they're the only tenants that have been left in the actual building. So before the lockdowns all came, the building was fully tenanted. But they kept paying their rent, even though they couldn't go into the building. And now they are back. So it's so good, and a testimony of their perseverance and not giving in. Meantime, they also fed in the basketball court when they could have a meeting there. But otherwise, they were doing it really undercover almost, I suppose, as they could get out. And do this. So during this time, we've been feeding people with money. So they've been feeding people with money we've supplied for the Cast Your Bread feeding program. So that's basically our focus, or what we've been doing for them over there. We have used some money to help Pastor Mary Lou with medical expenses, but predominantly we've been just feeding this feeding program. So I asked Pastor Ronald, how many people have they fed over the last year? And he gave me a quick maths. And so over the past year, they've supplied food to over 7,000 people. So that quite is going to families. They give out about 100 food parcels every month. And that goes to, 100 to a family. There's about 6 people in a family, so you just do the maths from there. So, and the good news is that over 16, I think it's 16, I couldn't, I'm quite, you'll hear it on the video next week, I think it's 16, it could be 60, maybe 60, but over, I'm saying over 16 have come to the Lord and are baptized and are in part of the church now. So it's really encouraging, and you know, disciples are being made, people are hearing the gospel, and they're also being fed as well. So that's really the whole package, being fed with food and also hearing the gospel and then coming to the Lord. So that's the Philippines. I don't think, was there any other photos, Ryan? No, that's it, okay. Right, so now we're moving into Africa and into West Africa. And I just had a message actually from Pastor Commander. So this is in Sierra Leone. We've established a church here probably about 3 to 4 years ago. It was first, he first I think went down to Liberia and very much wanted to be part of C3. And I'm just going to find a message that he just sent me. And I just want to, I'll just read this out. He just, Hi Pastor, it's sad to inform you that my country, Sierra Leone, is in a dangerous situation right now. Sir, remember my country, Sierra Leone, in your prayers for God to heal our land. Base this on ugly situations. Life is every day getting tough. But with God, all things are possible. And the Bible says that even through things that are difficult, God's children will rejoice. Of course, the social media is clearly showing the autocratics caused by just a handful of unpatriotic citizens. I don't know whether there's a bit of a civil war or something coming to light in Sierra Leone, but he just asked, obviously, we can pray and keep praying for them, because it's not particularly difficult. It's particularly difficult over there. So we've been in Sierra Leone, like I say, probably 4 years, but we bought some land probably 2 years ago and moved on, and we've actually built a church. The church is nearly finished. When we've got some shots of the building there now. So that's the church building. Inside the church, they're starting to use it. The floor's got to be plastered, but all the interior walls are plastered now. And we've got doors and windows. They haven't actually... Oh, there's the doors. But they actually haven't been fitted yet, but they're hopefully going in very soon. So obviously, the major challenges we've been having have been the cost of materials keep skyrocketing. You know, the one minute I'm hearing a price that's going to be this and we'll be all finished, but then the actual prices go up again over the next month. It's just they just continue to keep going up. We've had a number of other challenges. The first contractor that actually started work on the building, he never actually got the walls 100% straight, so when the next guys came to put on the roof, that didn't actually line up, so it meant having to rebuild some walls. Fortunately, they're only just mud blocks, so it wasn't like we were having to smash concrete blocks down or anything, but there's always these sort of challenges you have in these other nations. The other challenges have been they planted a number of cassava plants, which are a staple. So here's some, well, it's around, that actually might be from in Liberia, those ones, but they've got the same around the church and in Kono. But with the ones around Kono, people got in and during the night and actually stole them, because we were going to use them to sell and generate some income. So at the moment they're in the process of planting beans, which are a little bit more tricky to get to and to steal. So they are embarking on some agricultural type projects to be able to raise funds to be able to keep the church, you know, to sort of maintain and to actually help the church grow. The other thing he's wanting to do, seeing that the building is now all, he wants to start a school. He is a qualified teacher. They're looking at more for doing more for the younger youth that have dropped out of school, and more of technical type things. That's what they're wanting to teach in the school. So we're just, and he's hoping to get things started by the end of September. So the other things that, you know, just as far as Pastor Commander, he's had several personal hardships. One, because he rides a motorbike, and he was down one lane, and thieves actually laid a trap and knocked him off his bike. And he managed to just keep hold of the handlebar and just didn't let it go, because if he let it go, that would have been the end of his journey on his bike. They would have taken it, and so they God just sent someone along just at the right time, and he managed to chase the thieves away. So he had, you know, his leg was hurt, you know, wasn't particularly great for him, and he has struggled, but it's coming back to full health now. And he's had trouble with his eye as well, which, and his right eye, so being able to see well, and it's meant, you know, journeys from Kono to Freetown to try and get some treatment. Obviously, they don't have eye surgeons like we do over here, and it's not able to access that. So you've just got to go with what you can do. They did supply him these glasses. They were massive, big things. You reckon they helped for a bit, but I don't see him wearing them very often now. But he has had good. God has done some good things as well. And one good news story is that the Paramount chief that really organised the land for us, also in a smaller village, they had some apartments that Pastor Commander had been living in, and the Paramount chief has gifted him this these apartment buildings. They are fixed up a little bit from that, but there's two.
This or that, this new, newly building that's coming up, it's been done by one of the authority of the Nimikoro chiefdom. So it's good for me to get you people to inform that the chiefdom is doing a great thing on behalf of the Christian City Church. So I'm really expecting new people for us to really come together and do something very great for the entire community, for us to put up so many, you know, things so that the community will benefit from it.
So it's good to see someone being blessed for you know, the endeavours that they're putting in. And another good news story for this year, they've had 30 salvations and they are all in church. So this is what we're sowing into, this is what we're giving. We're, you know, sometimes we might not see that many put their hands up here, but they're putting their hands up in Sierra Leone. So that's good. And moving on now, we're moving to the state next, or the state's next door to Sierra Leone, that's Liberia. And Liberia, we've been in Liberia the longest out of all the nations that we're part of. And we started, Pastor Nigel and Andrea started in Liberia, I think it was 2010, was it, Charlie? I'm trying back, yeah, 9 or 10, somewhere around about there. So it started off with supporting a school, but we've and started with a school, and we've got 4 churches in Liberia, and I'm just going to run through them. And yeah, there's some pretty good news stories coming out through most of these churches. So in C3 Kakata, Pastor John Contesson, they've probably struggled the most, and we're trying to build a church in Kakata. It's quite a big building, and just the costs of the materials and getting the labour there, and that is, made this project a lot slower than I'd sort of hoped. I'd sort of hoped that we could have got it finished this year, but we'll endeavour to try and get it, at least get a roof on it in this next coming missions year. So we should have a photo of the Kakata. We've got one here. So there, the walls are basically, I'm going to say, the walls are up. Now, I think there might be just one more row of blocks to go, but the walls are basically up in the building. And what actually has happened, they were meeting they were renting, this is where they're actually meeting now. They're meeting in the front part of the actual building. We've got some tarps up on the roof to stop the rain. But they did have their own church. Well, they didn't have it. They were renting this building that was made with sticks, but the thing's collapsed. So we had to find somewhere for them to go. And Pastor Collie organised some tarps, and so they're sort of meeting in the front little bit of their new building. But it's not ideal. It's obviously, if you're going to want to meet in a building, you wanted to have the whole thing operating. Because really, and so they haven't really grown much, and they've probably lost a number of people over the time, mainly as this building project has dragged on, and the other place they were meeting wasn't really conducive to, you know, having a good service, put it that way. So I know that the church will really go and explode once the building is finished, because it's going to be like a complete building, and the buildings are a large enough size to be able to run community events and that sort of thing as well. So hopefully we'll get that sorted next year. But the problem's been either with labour. We're also waiting on a land deed that it took a little bit of working through, which I think we've worked it through now. So hopefully that won't delay anything else. Then we move on to C3 Galoo, and this is quite a trek from Painesville. I've been there once, and we stayed overnight out in this little village. It's quite an experience, but they're doing really well. We helped them this year. And we haven't really done or sent much money to Galoo. Mainly Painesville, the C3 Painesville Church, does support the Galoo work. So they're actually supporting that. We're not actually doing it. But their well broke, and we supplied funds to actually repair that well. And I think there's a photo of that. There it is, yeah. So we've repaired that well, and it's all working again. So in Gorloo, they had 10 salvations during the year, and all are current members of the congregation. So there's another 10 people. Okay, so, and they're going well. They've got a school that and a couple of teachers there that Painesville are helping to provide. So that's really good. And moving along, and now we're going to C3 Rubber Farm, and this is Pastor Joe Morris. This is out in a district where they collect, obviously, rubber out of the trees, but it's a pretty, the area's not, how would I describe it? It's very ultra poor. It's very, people don't have much. A number of years ago, we provided a well. I think it might have been in about 2014, for that community, and it did make a difference. And but they had then his numbers, Joe Morris's numbers have been declining. And so Pastor Collie held an evangelistic outreach at the rubber farm. Now we bought a projector this year solely for evangelistic events. So we bought this, and this was used in this rubber farm outreach. where they had over 200 people.
Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! 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 Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire!
Oh yeah, so there's some. That's a couple of the. Those are three of the baptisms. There's a few more photos with more. So they had 14 salvations, 14 baptisms, and the 14 new members in the rubber farm. So there's another one where they're getting their baptism. Yes, there's them with their certificates. So Pastor Morris is very, very encouraged and very upbeat now because the church was declining, but now he's got 14 new people. So that is so good. It's just. You know, you want to see things like this happening when you're sending money, and the fact that people are being saved, they're having evangelistic meetings. I know that when he wanted the projector, you think, oh gosh, you know, could we use that money somewhere else? But the reality is it's being used, and it works really well. They play, I think, the Jesus movie and something else, and everyone comes out. And actually through, is there another baptism? Okay, so out of this, Pastor Collie and Pastor Morris were invited to Bar Camp, and which has got a population of about 20,000. And Pastor Collie led the elders, council chairman, and the youth leader for Bar Camp to the Lord. And I think there's a photo of the four of them. Is it not there? Okay, it's there somewhere. But anyway, so there's a fantastic opportunity now opened up in Bar Camp, especially with the elders, council chairman, who can actually find them a building to use as a church. So that there's going to be a community that we're going to be able to plant a church there. Well, Painesville can plant the church there. and yeah, they've already got, you know, like the youth leader for that area who's come to the Lord. And these are genuine conversions, and you'll see one of them next week when there's a couple of testimonies, and they'll just share how God has really touched them. So that's really encouraging. And then if we just carry on down to so that's the rubber farm, and so they're doing really well. And then we go to C3 Painesville, which really, that's the mother church, that's where we really started. And so we've continued our support for the school, for those 13 teachers, there's 196 students. Is there photos of that? Yeah, there's the school at Painesville. Now, and so the school's still going really well. So we're providing for the teachers there, and obviously the students are getting free education, they're not paying. But the long-term plan is, as they can get their building established and into a better state of repair, then they should be able to start charging fees, which then would generate money to pay for the teachers, which would allow free us up from doing that. So that's the long-term plan. There's Pastor Rock, who's in charge of East Africa, oversees East Africa, has actually put a person in contact with Pastor Collie. It's an evangelistic type outreach place. What they do is they like to come on and just like do some crusades. But what they want to do is help build a building as well. So there's a building there for people to be able to come and obviously be part of the church. So they're talking that they would provide 20,000, but we'll just wait and see if that really works out. If it does, there's no ties for them to be taking over or anything, but if they're going to provide 20,000 to help build the Painesville building, I'm pretty happy for them to be able to do that. But C3 Painesville actually have undertaken their own building project. This is encouraging because, you know, it's not that they're wanting to do stuff for themselves. So they're building these pillars, concrete pillars, that they want the place to be three stories high, It was never in our plans to do that, but if that's what they want to do, and they're going to do it. So they're building pillars at the moment, and they've had everyone in the church buy into it. So that's really encouraging, where people are wanting to be part of helping the church grow and build and become, you know, like a solid concrete building. So C3 Painesville congregation has grown with everyone totally committed there. And I just in their commitment, I was just telling Pastor Stephen just the other day that someone in the church, a church member, noticed that Pastor Florence, Pastor Collie's wife, her phone had packed up, and they actually went and bought her a new phone. That's $150. So that's... that's really good to see. So that some people in the church are you know, God is working in their lives, and you know, and so they went out and did that. Now, normally, obviously, you'd think you'd be always wanting, they'd always got their hands out wanting to take, but it's just so good to see that this is what is happening in Painesville. Also, Pastor Collie was given a four-wheel drive ute. That's the ute there. He was given that. We did help just do a little bit of work on the back of it so that they could use it for evangelistic events, which so they can take all their teams, speakers and everything. But they're also using it to bring the materials to the church to for the building work there. So that's good. And then on our land, we've also got, I can't remember the size of the land, but there's quite a bit of land that we own in another part of a suburb of I'm trying to think of the name of the place. But anyway, we have got some land. Can you remember it, Greg? What?
It's Mount
Bagley. Mount?
Mount Bagley, because when I went 2017.
Yeah. Oh, so it's Mount
Barkley.
Yeah, Mount Barkley. It's by close to a university, so we've got this land. So some of that land he's planted out with in cassava plants. So what I think long term would be good, because there's a lot of land that's all planted. There's still probably a lot of it that's still overgrown as well, looking back a little bit. It would be good if we could perhaps maybe... set up a, you know, a chicken, you know, where they could raise chickens and sell the eggs and stuff like that. Possibly we could do something like that. It all just how it all works out. So as far as salvations go in Painesville, they had 12 salvations during the year, and they have 12 salvations, and they are 12 active members. So as we can see, just over this course of this year, apart from, you know, the trials that they've had, they have persevered. Pastor Collie just lost his sister the other day. He rang. They had to try and raise $600 so they could do the operation. But I think the operation was like $1,300 or something, US dollars. But you had to pay $600 and something so they would start the operation. And anyway, I think he managed to raise the money, the $600, and unfortunately his sister died before they actually could have the operation. But you don't get your $600 back, because they've bought the material. They've had to buy the, you know, the hospital's bought the stuff to do the operation. So that's, you know, that's the sort of things that they're faced with, you know, people dying like that. And, you know, it's just not an easy environment, but they don't complain. That's the thing. They're not complaining. They're saying that we're trusting God. And just as we have to stand and trust God ourselves, especially in the days we're living in, it's, you know, it's difficult for us at times as well, and we have to trust God. And it's just the same for them. So it's like just taking God's word and, as Pastor Stephen said, standing on the word. And just seeing God move. And so that's really just a brief overview of what we've been doing this year in our missions program. We're next week you'll hear from some of the pastors, and we'll also go through what we've actually done and what we want to try and do next year. Thank you. So what we're going to do, so just remember to either take your card and just pray about it and just see how much you want to help, because it really does make a difference. And we know souls are being saved and disciples are being made. So